Okay. Well, what about the place where you stored your produce in the winter? You said you had a shed like out in the garden built on, and they made hills and put potatoes. Did they put other vegetables down like that?
Yes, and they grew the bagels and things like that. When they dig the white potatoes and put them under the house.
Uh-huh.
And the dry, just put, they spread them out under the house.
They didn't have to put dirt over them?
No, they spread them out under the house.
They wouldn't freeze under that?
No, they'd be coming up under the
Okay. And have you heard of dairy? Did you have?
No, not in that time. And my dad, I didn't have a dairy, but he always had cows.
Yeah.
At the farm. He always had a good milk cow at the house.
And did he use that word? Did they use that word?
Milk cow?
No, dairy.
No.
That's a newer word for you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the cows and hogs and so forth, when they went out to graze, where would you say they went? Out to the
pasture.
House?
Out in the pasture.
Okay. And did they have any sheep around then?
No.
And what did you say you had to do to the cotton when it was little? You had to go out and to get the weeds and stuff out of it?
Chop cotton, whole cotton, and bunched it.
Bunched it? What was bunching it?
Getting the grass in now.
Oh.
When you go to the field, we had to wick. I don't know how to wick things now so easy.
Yeah.
I used to want a cotton picker.
Yeah.
I hate to pick them. I know my dad made 1675 bales of cotton right over there on that good land over there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I had one brother would hold hands to help pick cotton, if you can cotton in January.
That late?
Yes, ma'am. Be thick as hops.
Yeah.
And be hauling the people from over here in town, picking cotton.
Well, now that was to what, where was that farm now? That out?
That's out there on the farm where we live. I ain't never lived nowhere but from there.
Right.
I lived over there.
Okay.
And married and stayed up there with my husband. They folks, my mother and mother was cooking for McDonald's. And I stayed in another little house over there on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
About 7 years, and I'm a Jennings rent.
Well, your father and your husband worked for the experiment station.
It wasn't an experiment.
Oh, that's
my
true.
Husband didn't. He didn't. My father went to Dr. Sam and Bowman Wise. That was Dr. Bull Wise's place. Miss Laura Wise's sons took it over and he died.
Okay. And what were the things that you had to worry about trying to get rid of out in the cotton?
Grass and sand spurs.
That was the worst thing?
Yeah, the worst thing.
Okay. Were there any other weeds that you remember?
Sometimes Hustler would come up.
What was that?
Hustler.
What did that one look like?
It's got a little leaf about that big.
Mm-hmm.
You have to sit sometimes, go these big bunches of grass after cotton and knock it, you know, so there would be so much grass to pick cotton and so much grass for we folks to make cotton for bowl we just come around.
Yeah, lots of.
That's right.